lifestyle choices, and environmental factors impact your brain health and the physiology and psychology of your mental health. When you're ready to turn your brain on to get your game on, listen to In Your Head Radio. Now here's your host, Lee Richardson.
Thanks for being with us today, listeners. We've got a great show. I've got Dr. Sandra Sheinbaum. She's the leading health coaching expert in the functional medicine movement. She is passionate about transforming our healthcare system, preventing physician burnout, and empowering people to become CEOs of their own health. And you've got to be your biggest advocate anymore to get the best health solutions for yourself. Sandra believes that a great health coach is an ally each of us needs to make healthy changes that actually last. With her co-founder, Elise Wagner, and in collaboration with the Institute for Functional Medicine, Dr. Sheinbaum founded the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy in 2014. She was a clinical psychologist for nearly 40 years and is an expert in positive psychology and mind-body medicine, and the author of Functional Medicine Coaching, Stop Panic Attacks in 10 Easy Steps, and How to Give Clients the Skills to Stop Panic Attacks. She's a regular contributor to Forbes on health and wellness, as well as the host of the Health Coach Talk podcast. Sandra, thank you so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's such an appropriate topic because healthcare is just, it gets more and more attention as it deserves to. And after having and going through older parents and even younger children, seeing what we see in the Brain Performance Center working with clients, people have got to advocate for their own health. And it does my heart good to see coaching. I come at it from a brain health coaching, but it does my heart good to see you coming at it from a functional medicine coaching. What got you started along that route?
Well, I started out way, way back in the late 60s. I was a teacher in education, special education, and I was always interested in, well, didn't have really a name, mind-body medicine, but early on I was doing workshops in stress management. I was always looking at how our mindset can influence how we physically feel. And when I became a psychologist, that was what I focused on. And I was interested in nutrition from way, way back and studied with the Institute for Functional Medicine. So they trained the doctors. And in 2014, I had just turned 65. And rather than retiring, I was being urged to start a school to train health coaches because many people were becoming health coaches at the time, other programs, but they didn't feel like they had the skills. They didn't feel confident enough. And so approached IFM, Institute for Functional Medicine. They were very interested in partnering. And so we built the curriculum. We started with our first small class of 26 students in fall of 2015. And now we have trained over 4,000, close to 5,000 all around the world. And really, it's my mission to train health coaches because, as you know, our healthcare system is struggling and so many people are unhealthy, metabolically unhealthy. The rates of type 2 diabetes said 1 in 2 people are either pre-diabetic or diabetic, getting worse. We're seeing anxiety, depression rates like we have never seen before. And so health coaches, they're not psychotherapists, but they can really help people feel understood, feel heard, and have an ally. And that alone is very, very therapeutic and in so many ways. So that is my mission, to train thousands of health coaches.
Well, I think that's amazing because it's, you know, coming at health, you can't just come at it from one area. Although if I had to pick one, I grew up hearing, you are what you eat, you are what you eat. And I did not appreciate it at a young age, but now I see the value that nutrition really does bring.
Absolutely. I think that is so true. The most important decision we make every day is what's going to go at the end of our fork or spoon. And so those choices are so critical. And what health coaches do, they're not nutritionists. They don't tell you what to eat or what not to eat, but they help you to personalize all the advice we hear so much out there, often conflicting. It's very confusing. What should I eat? And health coaches can help you sort that out to determine what is right for you and then stick with it. And they also work in areas like exercise and helping you get better sleep and helping you with stress and relationships.
Well, and I think that all of that, I mean, if you're not sleeping, that's your foundation. And all day long, that little brain's wiring and firing and creating that toxic waste. And if you're not going to sleep, those little glial cells, they can't come out and clean up that mess. And I think that people don't understand how important the most basic things are. Your what you eat and how you sleep. So is that the foundation that you work off of for in your curriculum, or is it more structured?
Yes. So we teach the functional medicine principles. What are those? Well, first and foremost, it is the idea that we are based on systems. So rather than a conventional approach, which is, let's say you have a cardiologist, you have a dermatologist, for each thing that's going on with you, you have a different specialist, and they're in silos, and they don't often communicate. And the idea is you have a symptom, what medication or treatment for that symptom. But functional medicine asks why. Why do we have these conditions? Why is somebody depressed, also has gut issues, also may have skin issues? What's going on? And 9 times out of 10, it's related to inflammation. And somewhere there is something that is disturbing us, and we're mounting a defense. And often it is what we're eating. And so functional medicine doctors will help people do things like an elimination diet. They will look at what are the root causes, what's causing that inflammation, oxidative stress, dysregulation in these systems. The systems would be our digestive system and our hormonal system and cardiovascular and structural system, the integrity of our skeleton, for example. What the health coaches do is they help people know where to start with this. And it's by listening to that person's story and asking questions like, when was the last time you felt well? And then what was going on maybe 6 months, a year before that? And so they have their unique story. And then the health coach will help them to sort through, you know, what, let's say they have seen a doctor and they have a whole list of recommendations. Well, where do you want to start? Because we're talking about lifestyle changes. That's what coaches specialize in. They are helping people get from where they are to where they want to be by looking at their daily habits, their lifestyle in those areas that we mentioned, which is food and movement throughout the day and sleep and making sure that you're managing your stress. So we look at how it can be personalized. And the curriculum based on functional medicine, which is evidence-based. So it's not just throwing out a theory because it's a trend right now. It's really what is the research showing about the validity of this particular approach. And then what we do is we combine these principles of functional medicine with this area that's called positive psychology, and that has to do with how we thrive.
Well, positive thinking, you know, every day research shows that we have 3 times more positive events in our life than negative. But what does the brain hold on to? It holds on to the negative. And it really does require a conscious effort to switch from the negative and focus on the positive. And one of the things that I encourage people to do is turn to gratitude. And if you would, you just stop and think about what you're grateful for, that brings in some of that positivity. What are some of your recommendations?
Yeah, so gratitude is wonderful. That's actually considered a character strength. And this is the idea that we have these traits. We all have the ability to experience gratitude. Another one is hope. The best thing that you can get when you go see a doctor for a consultation is they have, and it's disappearing the way modern medicine is going, but what we used to call bedside manner, where someone looks you in the eye and they are offering hope. The idea that, yeah, like we're going to work on this together. And hope is so, so important. And actually, you know, it can determine the outcome of when you get a prognosis. So very, very important. I think forgiveness is critical to be able to let go, to not hold grudges, to not focus. So many people are struggling to just forgive. And often there are unwittingly therapists, people who go into, who are not helping by really focusing on all your unresolved trauma and the idea that it is, you have to do all this work, but basically it's trapped in your body and you'll never get rid of it. And unwittingly, these are some of the messages, but the idea of forgiving. And when I worked as a psychologist, I used a positive psychology approach, cognitive behavior therapy, which is where you look at your thoughts that can be so catastrophic, like this is awful, this is horrible, this is terrible. I had a horrible childhood. You know, my mother never did one thing good for me. And I would have them dispute it, just like they were a witness in a courtroom, like to start to see, well, wasn't there one time, like even for one moment, that your mother had some expression of that was of love for you, or, you know, one thing, one act of kindness. And then they might backtrack, well, yeah, I remember there was a time when I was five and, she did something kind. So, okay, then that premise that it was a horrible childhood and my mother never did anything, right towards me. That's not true. And so when they start to rework the thought, like, yes, it was unfortunate that I had these negative, that these events happened, but it weighs, there's also that counterbalance that it wasn't 100% awful. Maybe they focus on, something else in their childhood that was positive. And that's what coaches can do as well. They're helping people by asking the right questions. So they're not telling the person what to do, but that individual is thinking about it a little differently. And so now that creates a much more of a profound parasympathetic or quieting response within the body. And that has a big impact on your physical symptoms.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because I do CBT and, it's the negative thinking. It's the negative thoughts that we have. And the way that the brain processes information is it writes a story. And the kicker is the brain doesn't necessarily have to have accurate information to fill in the blank. So you think back of what happened. I remember when I was 12 years old, and you start writing this story, but is the information correct? And so many times when people think through it and they talk through it and maybe they journal about it, they'll recognize, I'm not sure that's what really did happen. And if you get rid of that catastrophe thinking.
I found this on the web.
Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't. So I do agree with you that cognitive behavioral therapy is a great way to open up the whole world for people. And coaching comes on so many different levels. So let's talk about what a health coach does, because when I think about a functional medicine health coach, I wonder, is that in a doctor's office? Is this something independent? How do people work with a functional medicine health coach?
Yeah, so they work with them in a number of ways. You can find a coach. So, for example, on our website, we have Find a Coach, and there may be one in your area, but increasingly, people can work online remotely, or maybe it's a phone conversation. So it's all about what you want. You are the client. And we call them clients in coaching, not patients. Doctors have patients. Because coaches are not licensed to practice medicine. They're not, or any type of healthcare provider. They're not the ones who figure out what's wrong with you and then have a treatment plan. You know, most people are, they can get to the doctor and they can get the diagnosis and they'll determine, you know, what they should be doing. But often the way that is delivered, it's complicated. It's hard to follow through for many people, and particularly if they're going to see an integrative functional medicine doctor. It's often like they get a long list of supplements, all these recommendations, and they might be thinking, gee, I don't know if I can follow through on this. I don't know if I can afford it. Maybe they're ordering a whole bunch of lab tests that aren't covered by insurance. And so they're often kind of like, where do I go? Where do I get started? So they can find a health coach. And many health coaches have their own businesses. And so that would be one way. Or many of these functional medicine, integrative medicine practices are having health coaches in their office. I know because they hire a lot of our graduates. And so the health coach then has the time, because the doctor, you may feel rushed during those appointments. Oh, I didn't get a chance to answer all my questions, or there was another issue that I wanted to bring up and they were off out the door onto the next patient before I had a chance to really talk about it. The health coach takes that time with you. And most importantly, they're not telling you what to do. They're asking questions. They're asking, what do you want your health for? Where do you want to start? What's doable? You know, your doctor has given you a whole list of recommendations and suggestions. What's gonna fit with your life? What are the obstacles? How can I support you? And it's like you have an ally, and they are going to be listening to you, and that alone is get you on the path to heal. And so that is the beauty of health coaching. And the beauty of this process is that it's been so well studied now. We have study after study coming out showing it works. It helps people with, the main thing is what we call self-efficacy. In other words, you feel in charge. You feel like you can start taking control of your health and you can be your own advocate, because with today's medical system, we need to be our own advocates.
Well, you're certainly right about that, and I see that time and time again. And the what I see a lot at the Brain Performance Center is people, the first medicine, when what they're trained to think when they hear the word medicine, they're trained to think of a pharmacological product, that if it's going to help them, it's got to come and, you know, it's a pill. And that's something that I encourage. And certainly there's a time where we all will take medication, but it's never my first line of treatment until I'm absolutely sure that whatever those synthetic chemicals I'm taking, they will help me. And I don't have to worry about the side effects. So I think that I love what you're doing. I love to change. It's something I've been trying to do since 2005. And that's change the way people think about and I used to say the word mental health, and that has such negative stigma around it. When I started the Brain Performance Center in 2009, I decided, I'm not going to say those words anymore. It's brain health. It's all about brain health. And then when I started the Brain Performance Institute a couple years ago, I decided it's brain capital, because everything, cognitive, emotionally, socially, everything you do, it comes from the resource, the biggest asset you have, and that's the brain. In your health coaching curriculum, give us a little bit more detail. I mean, it's nutrition. Is that curriculum based on, does it have any training on prescriptions or how you use prescriptions?
Yeah, so the main focus of our training is in the lifestyle factors. And so that is the, you know, how to use with functional nutrition. And functional nutrition is really looking at the impact of the foods that you eat or not eat, and how it's impacting all the systems of the body. So we teach nutrition. We also teach the functional medicine principles, and that is those systems of the body. So we talk about the role of digestion and what we call assimilation. What about the health of your microbiome? So we have, you know, trillions of little organisms and how they are impacting our mood, for example. So that is connected. We talk about defense and repair. What's the health of our immune system? Many people are struggling with a poor immunity. And so what are some of the things that lifestyle can do to impact that? And so that is the another system. There is also the cardiometabolic, which entails also the hormones. We have those communicators in our body, our hormonal system. And by making changes in these lifestyle factors, the hormones can get into balance. And then we also have pathways for detoxification. So the sleep you mentioned earlier. So if somebody is not getting enough sleep or good quality sleep, enough deep sleep, then that's going to be impacted. So we go through these areas and looking at what are some of the environmental impacts if we're living in a toxic soup. So coaches are taught all about that. We incorporate then that with the positive psychology. So what do people need to thrive? And the idea of what's looking at what's right with you, not what's wrong with you, and bringing in that perspective, and the whole mind-body medicine perspective, which is what's real in the mind is real in the body, and incorporate that. We also have something we teach that is nutritional psychology. That was my area. I taught courses in that back in the day, but it is looking at what are all the things that influence your food choices and how you eat. And those are things that have to do with our personality, our families, our origin, messages we receive from them, our culture, our heritage, all of these influences, where we live in the world, our the geography. You know, I'm from Chicago, so deep dish pizza, we're very sentimental about that. National holidays are tied in with certain foods. They're associated. So people who may be wanting to change how they're eating, but these things are so embedded in terms of the culture. And then there's the whole ultra-processed food industry, the influences that we might not be aware of in terms of maybe we weren't hungry for something, but we're watching TV and we see a commercial and, oh, that tastes pretty good. And pretty soon you're having a craving for it. So we go into all those areas, and those are areas that coaches can help people with so that they find success. And this, the way that coaches were, it's the what creates change is surprisingly simple. You don't need to have, you know, all these fancy supplements necessarily. What we're focusing on are some basics, you know, eating real food, focusing on, you know, not buying things that your great grandmother wouldn't recognize as food, and getting adequate sleep, going out and taking a walk. The best antidepressant, it's been shown time and time again, just going out and walking is better than any antidepressant medication.
Well, I love what you said, and I think there's so much truth in it, and the simpler things can be. I have one rule. If I cannot pronounce what's on the back of a wrapper, then I don't eat it, because I have no idea what it is. And so I have to say that has cut out a fair amount of the different kinds of protein bars that I used to consume. So, and that's my advice when I get asked about diet all the time. And, you know, if it comes in a bag, a box, or a can, walk away. You know, whatever it is that you like, if you create it, without the preservatives, without whatever gets put into what we buy, that in itself, I think, has to increase your gut health. And you know, the gut's the second brain.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is so true.
So talking about the gut and talking about neurotransmitters, is that something that is part of the functional medicine curriculum?
Yeah, so we focus on the connection between, you know, gut health and brain health, for example, and how, and so the coaches wouldn't be the ones that would be making a diagnosis or telling, you know, giving people the exact recommendation if it's medication or if it's a, let's say it is a supplement or they need, they don't interpret the lab test, but they would help people to see the pattern, to ask questions, particularly to ask questions of their doctor. So let's say somebody has some learning challenges, and I'd help them to see that, well, you know, what would happen if they removed certain foods from their diet, and would you be, are you interested in doing a little experiment for a few weeks to see, you know, perhaps if you removed gluten and dairy, or, you know, and based on what they've been saying, you know, what is the thing? Well, you know, I always had a feeling like I would react, you know, I feel so good after I ate ice cream, for example. Well, what are your thoughts on, you know, and perhaps, you know, this is on removing that, you know, doing a little, you can be a detective. So we help people, or coaches help people, to be their own medical detectives, because 9 times out of 10, they know. And if a child is having issues, 9 times out of 10, if the parent knows, they have a sense of what's going on and what's driving this. And so that is the beauty of health coaching, that they encourage people to really take charge of this. So that's really their main role, and they are the ally there. And they're the medical advocates as well. So if somebody is feeling like they're not getting the best care, and we have it's growing worse, a doctor shortage, a primary care. And so health coaches can really help people see, you know, help them find the right care, or starting with lifestyle changes. And as we've been saying, 9 times out of 10, just simple lifestyle changes, they'll start to feel better and they don't need the intensive medical care.
Well, listening to lifestyle choices a lot, we work with a lot of young and old that are addicted to social media. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges that I face is getting people to put their phone down, to walk away from it, and to at least have a phone-free zone in your home where you live, where you don't. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people sleep with their phone right next to them. And I know that you pay attention to things like that, just from a conversation we had earlier about how you handle your phone. Well, we've got 3 minutes left in our show. And if I ask you, what are the biggest takeaways that you want our listeners to have about a health coach, what would they be?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, you are not alone. You don't have to navigate the healthcare system alone. And if you are feeling like your symptoms are getting worse, you're feeling like, oh, I don't know where to go, I'm not getting the right care, consider a health coach, because they will help you so that you feel like you have the right direction. And they're not telling you that direction. You are the one who is now the CEO of your own health, and you feel empowered. Like, yes, I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell my doctor, like, these are the tests that I want. And if they're not giving you what you want, well, then increasingly we have a lot of direct-to-consumer offerings. Also, they help, we haven't talked about it, but all of the self-monitoring devices. You know, we have continuous glucose monitors, we have watches, we have step counters. We can track our health markers increasingly, and it's only going to get more available for you as an individual, so that you can be in charge of your health, and health coaches will inspire you with hope. They will help you to find that gratitude in your life, to feel like, yes, you can be healthy, you can be there for your loved ones. And I should also point out that we need millions of health coaches, because the world is suffering like we've never seen it, and health coaching as a career, it can be a second career, it can be the career that you prepare for when you're retired. And if you don't say, I'm not going to retire, we know people who are not retired and live better lives. They have a mission and purpose. And so that's why we have a lot of people who are, I'm 74, and we have a lot of people older than me in our program who are really doing this now as their mission in life to help our seniors.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for helping me get the word out there about you've all got to advocate for your own self and for your own health. And I love the point you made about what's out there. I mean, we have the tools at our hands. And I think in the past, we've been a little bit afraid to pick them up and use them. But with knowing that there's health coaches, knowing that we can do it, is a great message to leave with our listeners. Thank you so much for being with me today, Sandra.
Thank you. I'm honored that I was here to talk with you and your audience.
On behalf of Lee Richardson and the Brain Performance Center, we want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more episodes like this, visit us on iTunes, Google Play, TogiNet, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and thebrainperformancecenter.com.